麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听今天的天路导向。
We always look forward to bringing you a new series of messages as we will today.
我们一直都很希望好像今天一样，为你带来新的系列信息。
And today we are bringing you a series about Jesus' seven letters to the seven churches in the book of Revelation.
今天我们将要为你带来的信息系列是关于启示录里面耶稣写给七个教会的七封书信。
We are calling this series, What Does Jesus Think?
我们将这个系列叫做耶稣在想什么呢？
Because the resurrected Jesus tells us exactly what we need to know in these seven letters.
原来那个复活了的耶稣基督在这七封写给启示录七个教会的书信里面讲了给我们听我们要知道的事。
In the first letter, we are going to look at what Jesus thinks about our love for him.
在第一封信里面我们将要一起看下耶稣是怎样对待那些我们对他的爱。
I'm sure you agree with me that enduring love between husband and wife is a beautiful sight.
我想你一定同意夫妻之间的爱情呢好靓的。
Well, they have deeper love 40 years after they are married than the day they met.
特别呢在当他们结婚40年之后他们彼此的爱慕是比他们起初相遇的那一日更深。
I have known couples who have been married for many years and yet they can't stand to be away from each other.
我就认识几对的夫妻呢，他们结了好耐婚的了，但是他们仍然呢，是不愿意离开对方。
The husband is overjoyed to get home to his beloved wife.
当老公回到家见到老婆的时候好开心啊。
And the wife is eager to see her precious husband arrive each night.
跟住老婆就每一晚都盼望着她所喜欢的丈夫回来。
It is a beautiful, inspiring, and thrilling experience for everyone around them.
对他们身边的每一个人，其实这一种都是一种美好、令人鼓舞和感动的经历。
In a day when enduring love is rare,
在今日，这个世代，其实长久的爱情已经很少了。
Such a marriage relationship is awe-inspiring.
而这样的婚姻是非常令人鼓舞和敬佩的。
In the same way, our continuous love for and total commitment to our Lord Jesus Christ inspires others around us.
同样，我们对主耶稣基督持久的爱和完全的委身，亦都会激励我们周围的人。
And our continuous love for our Lord Jesus Christ is near and dear to the heart of God.
我们对主耶稣基督那份持久的爱是最能够讨上帝喜悦，亦都最接近上帝心意的事。
You say, but how do we know this?
你会说，我们怎样才能够知道呢？
The only way we know what brings joy to the heart of Jesus is through the words that he has already told us.
原来耶稣话过俾我哋听，唯一嘅途径让我哋知道点样先至能够让主嘅心得到喜悦嘅系乜嘢呢？原来就系耶稣话过俾我哋听嘅话语。
In his seven letters to the seven churches in the book of Revelation,
在启示录里面，耶稣给七个教会的七封书信里面，
Jesus tells us exactly what he likes and dislikes.
耶稣很明确地告诉我们他喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
Jesus tells us exactly what is honoring to him and what is not.
耶稣好明确咁样话咗俾我哋听，有啲乜嘢能够让佢得到荣耀，有啲乜嘢唔会咁样做。
Jesus tells us exactly what is pleasing to him and what is not.
耶稣亦都明确咁样话咗俾我哋听，乜嘢会让到佢得到满足，而乜嘢唔会。
There is no need for confusion by those who claim to speak for the Lord.
我哋唔需要为到嗰啲为自称为主宣讲嘅人所讲嘅话语感到困惑噶。
He speaks for history.
因为耶稣嘅话语历久常新。
For he has already told us all we need to know.
耶稣已经将我哋所应该去了解嘅一切话晒俾我哋听。
Jesus himself has shown us the way because he is the way.
耶稣亲自向我哋显明咗道路，因为佢自己就系道路。
And that is why this series of seven messages is a vitally important series of messages.
因此今日辑关于呢七封书信嘅系列信息系好重要嘅。
In times of confusion and rampant false teaching,
喺呢个困惑谬误猖獗嘅时代里面，
It is vitally important to cling to the words of the risen Lord Jesus.
我哋好有责任紧紧咁样捉住嗰位复活嘅主耶稣嘅话语。
In each one of his seven letters, Jesus begins by saying, "I know."
喺耶稣呢七封嘅书信嘅每一封里面，耶稣都用我知道嚟开始噶。
What does that mean?
究竟呢句说话点样解呢？
It means that there is nothing hidden from the eyes of Jesus.
原来系因为咁样系代表紧冇一样嘢能够瞒过耶稣嘅眼睛。
It means that he knows about the faithfulness and the unfaithfulness of his children.
呢个亦都系话紧俾我哋知，耶稣知道晒佢嘅儿女所有边度忠心，边度唔忠心。
It means that he knows.Who is truly serving him and who is self-serving?
耶稣亦都知道边个系真正服侍紧佢，边个系服侍紧自己。
It means that he knows about the deeds and the misdeeds of each believer.
呢个亦都话紧俾我哋听，耶稣知道晒每一个信徒嘅善行恶行。
The risen Christ sends his first message to the church in the city of Ephesus.
复活的基督向以弗所教会传递了他第一篇的信息。
Ephesus was a very important city at that time.
在那个时代，以弗所是一个非常重要的城市。
It was not the capital, but it was more important than the capital.
它不是首都，但是重要过首都。
Ephesus was the most significant city in that region.
原来以弗所是在那个区域里头一个最重要、最有影响力的城市。
Because Ephesus was a free city and self-governing city.
因为以弗所是一个自由和自治的城市。
Roman soldiers were not occupying it.
罗马军队没有在那里驻扎的。
Secondly, Ephesus was the center of the pagan worship of Artemis.
其次，以弗所仲系拜亚底米女神嘅异教中心嚟噶。
Thirdly, Ephesus was a city with a diverse ethnic population.
第三就系以弗所系一个多民族混居嘅城市。
The Apostle Paul stayed in Ephesus longer than any other city.
使徒保罗喺以弗所停留嘅时间远超过其他任何一个城市啊。
He was there for over 3 years.
保罗停留咗喺以弗所超过三年。
Why?
点解呢
？Because it was probably the hardest place to teach the gospel of the living Christ.
因为可能以弗所就系一个最难去传讲耶稣福音嘅地方。
But when the people of Ephesus understood the gospel, they responded with passion.
但系当以弗所嘅民众一旦明白咗福音，佢哋就用真情嚟回应啦。
Ephesus also was the place where John lived for a long time.
使徒约翰亦都喺以弗所住过一段好长嘅时间。
Now listen to the reading of Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 through 7.
请你听我读出喺启示录嘅第二章一到七节。启示录嘅第二章一到七节内容系写俾以弗所教会嘅书信。 你要写信俾以弗所教会嘅使者，话各位右手揸住七星喺七个金灯台中间行走嘅主系咁样讲噶。我知道你嘅行为，知道你点样勤力工作，知道你哋点样忍耐，亦都知道你哋点样唔去容忍坏人，知道你哋曾经考验过嗰啲自称为使徒，其实又唔系使徒嘅人。你哋认出咗佢哋系假冒嘅。我知道你哋有耐性，曾经为我嘅缘故经历患难，从来都冇退缩过。但系有一件事我要责备你，就是你哋已经失去咗起初对我嘅爱心。所以你哋应该去諗下，你哋已经堕落到乜嘢嘅地步。你哋要悔改，恢复当初爱心嘅行为。如果你哋唔悔改嘅话，我就嚟将你哋嘅灯台从原处搬走。不过你都有一个优点，就是你们同我一样恨恶尼哥拉派所做的所作所为。圣灵向各个教会讲的说话，有耳朵的就应该听，所有得胜的人我一定要赐权利给他，可以食上帝乐园里面生命树的果子。
I love the description of the risen Christ.
我好鍾意呢段经文对复活基督嘅描述。
He holds all seven stars in his hands.
佢手里面拎晒七粒星。
These seven stars represent his churches throughout the world.
而七粒星系象征住基督喺全个世界嘅教会。
Jesus is sovereign over all his children.
耶稣是他所有儿女至高无上的君王。
Jesus is in control of the lives of all who have submitted to his control.
耶稣管辖着所有降服在他里面的人的生命。
Jesus holds the security of all who love him in his very powerful hand.
耶稣是用他大能的手保护着所有爱他的人的安全。
Jesus would never let any of his own perish or be lost or be snatched away from him.
耶稣绝对不会允许任何一个属他的儿女被毁灭、被丢失或者从他身边被夺走。
What a comfort, what a joy for us who know that.
如果我们明白了这一点的话，是不是很安慰和很喜悦？
He also walks in the middle of the seven golden lampstands.
耶稣仲喺七个金灯台中间去行走啊。
That fact tells us that Jesus is actively moving in the middle of his church.
呢个事实系话紧俾我哋听，耶稣正正系活跃喺佢嘅教会里面。
Jesus said,
耶稣讲过，
Where two or three are gathered in Jesus' name and seek his face, he will be with them.
只要有两三个人奉耶稣的名去聚会寻求他的面，耶稣就会在他们中间。
What does the risen Christ think of these believers in Ephesus?
这样复活的基督是怎样去看待以弗所的这些信徒呢？
First, Jesus praises them because he sees in them three praiseworthy merits.
首先耶稣睇到佢哋值得表扬嘅三个优点，跟住就赞佢。
Second, he finds in them one deep disappointment.
跟住耶稣就指出佢哋身上令耶稣最失望嘅一点。
And third, he gives them a three-step recovery program.
第三，耶稣俾佢哋有重新改过嘅三个步骤啊。
Let's look first at the three praiseworthy merits Jesus sees in the Ephesian believers.
咁首先让我哋睇下耶稣对以弗所嘅信徒身上究竟睇到三个乜嘢优点呢？
The believers in Ephesus were alert.
原来以弗所嘅信徒系警醒嘅。
They were discerning.
佢哋系有辨别嘅能力嘅。
Discernment is a vitally important virtue for a believer to have.
辨别的能力是信徒一个应该具备的很重要的素质。
The Ephesians tested false teachers and then rejected their false teaching.
以弗所人去试验那些假的教师，并且拒绝听从他们错误的教导。
They faced tribulations, persecution, and discrimination with courage.
他们勇敢地面对苦难，面对迫害，面对歧视。
They did not give in to the current of culture and surrender their convictions.
他们没有因为顺应文化的潮流而放弃自己的信仰。
They were biblically sound and they did not tolerate evil.
他们有很扎实的圣经基础，是不容忍罪恶。
They refused to allow sin to fester like a cancer in their midst.
他们不让罪恶好像癌症一样在他中间溃烂。
They would not put up with the sin of the Nicolaitans.
他们没有容忍尼哥拉一派人的罪行。
The Ephesus believers were hard workers and they had done everything right.
以弗所的信徒，他们这么辛勤劳碌，并且在各样的事情上面都做得正确。
But,
但是,
in their focus on doing the right things, they forgot to do the most important thing.
就在他们专注将事情做对的时候，他们忘记了最重要的一点。
They forgot about their love for Jesus Christ.
他们忘记了对耶稣基督的爱。
And this was the deep disappointment Jesus found in them.
这一点就是耶稣在他们身上发现最让耶稣感到失望的一点。
You know that Jesus loves you, right?
你知道耶稣爱你吗？是吗？
And Jesus tells you that he loves you.
耶稣一直跟你说他很爱你。
But did you know that Jesus wants you to love him back?
你知不知道耶稣都好希望你用爱去爱翻佢啊？
Believe the right thing about him? Yes.
你知不知你要相信关于耶稣一啲正确嘅事情啊？你需要噶。
But expressing your love for him is more important than anything else.
但系除此以外，表达你对耶稣嘅爱呢，比其他一切都重要。
Jesus wants you to love him.
耶稣想你爱他。
He desires your love.
耶稣盼望得到你的爱。
He wants you to act on your love for him day in and day out.
耶稣希望你由朝早到夜晚都能够基于你爱他的行为来行事为人。
The problem with all of us is that we live busy lives.
但是今天我们每一个人都有个问题，就是很忙嘛。
And we take the Lord's love for granted.
我们将耶稣基督对我们的爱视为理所当然。
We take loving the Lord for granted.
我们将我们去爱耶稣基督成为理所当然。
In the Old Testament, we have a powerful symbol to illustrate his relationship with his people.
在旧约里面用一个很强烈的象征去说明上帝和他的百姓的关系。
That symbol is that of a husband and wife.
这个象征就是老公和老婆的关系。
God's people deserted God, and that broke his heart.
上帝的百姓离弃了他，让到上帝都心碎。
Read the book of Hosea about this.
你可以看下何西亚书的。
In the New Testament, the church is the bride of Christ.
而去到新约的时候，教会就是基督的新妇，就是基督的老婆。
Christ is broken-hearted when his people love things more than love him.
当基督的子民爱其他的嘢超过爱基督的时候，基督的心都碎了。
Did you know that you can serve Jesus, but your love for Jesus can still be cold?
虽然你在服侍耶稣，你可以知道有些时候你对他的爱可能仍然是冷淡的。
Did you know that you can believe all the right doctrine, but your adoration of Jesus can be non-existent?
你知不知道有可能是你相信了正确的教义，但是你不爱耶稣？
When your love for Christ dies, then your service for him becomes a drudgery instead of joy unspeakable.
当你失去了对基督的爱的时候，你对基督的服侍就变成一份苦差，而不是那份难以言表的喜乐。
Here is the good news for all of us who have forsaken our first love.
如果我们离弃了起初的爱心，现在我有一个好消息想告诉你听。
Your divine lover wants you back.
你那位神圣的爱人好希望你能够回转。
And that is why he gives you a 3-step program for recovering your love for him.
因此他为你提供了三个步骤，让到你恢复对他的爱。
Here are the 3 steps.
那这三个步骤是什么呢？
First, recall.
第一个步骤就是回想。
Second, reverse.
第二个步骤就是回转。
Third, recapture.
第三个就是要再体验。
Step 1, recall the past times when you were so overwhelmed by the love of God in Christ.
第一步就是你要回想过去上帝在基督里面的爱是几咁让你折服。
A time when you were overwhelmed by the forgiveness of your sins in Christ.
那个时候你的罪在基督里面是得着赦免，是几咁让你折服。
A time when you were overwhelmed by the gift of eternal life in Christ.
那个时候你在耶稣基督里面得着永生，是几咁让你折服。
Recall the time when you were so overwhelmed that your love and adoration for Jesus were on fire.
想翻过去让你折服的时光，以至于你对耶稣基督的爱和崇拜好像火一样炙热。
Then recall what caused that flame to die down.
跟着你再想下，究竟是什么让到你那份的火焰渐渐熄灭呢？
Then ask yourself these questions.
跟着你就问下你自己了。
What sin entered into my life?
究竟是什么进入了我的生命，是什么的罪恶是进入了去呢？
What or whom distracted me from my love for him?
究竟是什么的人，什么的物件转移了我对耶稣的爱呢？
What or whom diverted my attention?
是什么的人，什么的物件转移了我的注意力呢？
What or whom stole my heart's devotion?
是什么的人，什么的物件偷了我心里面那份的忠心呢？
My listening friend, the place of failure is the very place of recovery.
亲爱的朋友，你失败的地方就是你回头的地方。
And that is why Jesus says, repent.
所以耶稣说你要悔改。
Step 2 is reverse course.
第二步了，就是一个回转的过程，好像揸车褪后那样。
Turn around.
将车调过头来。
Go back.
回去了。
Don't just feel remorse.
不要只是经常觉得自己很懊悔。
That feeling by itself is useless.
那种的感觉本身没有用的。
You must also act on the feeling of remorse by reversing course.
你必须还要是基于懊悔的感觉而采取回转的行动。
Step 3 is recapture.
第三样东西就是再体验了。
You must recapture the time when you loved being in the presence of Christ.
你要再次去体验当初你喜欢与基督同在的情景。
Recapture the time when you loved worshiping Christ.
再次体验当初你喜爱敬拜基督的情景。
Recapture the time when your love for Christ occupied your thoughts and your desires and your decision making.
再次体验当初基督的爱是占据了你的思想、你的愿望和你的决策的时候的情景。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
If you persist in going your own way,
如果你偏行己路的话，
He will have no choice but to remove your lampstand.
他没办法，他一定要拎走你的灯台。
That means that the light of Christ will be extinguished from your life.
这样是意味着 你生命里头耶稣嘅光辉将要被熄灭。
The light of Christ will be taken away from the life of church members.
耶稣嘅光辉将会从教会会友嘅生活当中拎走咗。
Please take heed of this warning.
请你留意呢一个警告。
I want to go quickly to verse 7, where the positive reward for repentance is mentioned.
我特别想讲下第七节啊，里面系讲到关于悔改嘅正面奖赏。
It is eternal life with Christ.
原来就系同耶稣基督一齐享受永恒嘅生命。
Adam and Eve grabbed from the tree and they lost everything.
亚当同埋夏娃喺分别善恶树上面攞到啲果子，但系佢却失去咗一切。
But when you love Jesus, He will pick the best of the fruit of that tree and hand it to you.
但系如果你爱耶稣嘅话，耶稣会从生命树上面攞到最好嘅果子，亲手交俾你。
Let me tell you a story as I conclude this message.
在结束今日嘅信息嘅时候，我想为你讲一个故事。
A well-known 19th century lecturer was deeply devoted to and adoring of his invalid wife.
一个在19世纪好有名嘅演说家，佢深深咁样爱住佢嗰个身体好弱嘅妻子。
At the close of a lecture one night in a town many miles away from his home.
有一日晚上，佢喺屋企好远嘅小镇嗰度演讲完之后
，The lecturer's friends urged him not to attempt the journey home until morning。
呢个演说家嘅朋友就劝佢：，哎呀，唔好喺天光之前翻屋企啦。
They said the last train has left, and you will have to hire a special cart into the city。
佢哋话最后一班火车都走咗咯，你要雇用一架好特别嘅马车先可以入城噶。
It is cold and sleeting.
外面又冻又落雪。
You will face several miles of rough riding before you get home.
你翻屋企之前又要经过一段路好艰难跋涉先翻到。
His reply was very simple.
但系呢个演说家嘅回应咧，好简单嘅啫。
But at the other end of those miles, I shall find my beloved wife.
但系在这几英里的另外一边，我就找到我最爱的妻子了。
My listening friend,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，
Loving Jesus will not only make the journey easy,
爱耶稣不单只是能够让旅途变得容易，
But loving Jesus will assure you of being with him forever.
而且爱耶稣仲能够去确保你可以同耶稣基督永永远远喺埋一齐。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
所以真系愿上帝大大赐福俾你，让到你系懂得点样去爱耶稣基督，时常去同佢一齐活出一个永远永恒嘅生命，吃到耶稣送俾你最好嘅生命树上面嘅果子。再会。